The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Well, dim the lights, the results are in, and the people have spoken. Primaries held yesterday in Arkansas, Kentucky, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. Voters on both sides shooting down candidates endorsed by both the president and the top Senate Republican, Mitch McConnell. In Pennsylvania, five-term incumbent Senator Arlen Specter rejected for the Democratic nomination. Not a surprise, according to Jeff Birnbaum, Fox News political analyst, speaking with WREC in Memphis, Tennessee.
I was not surprised by that. I think it was fairly clear that Specter was, as you say, pinched from the left and the right, and he was running as an avowed opportunist. He made the terrible mistake when he switched parties a year ago to say that the reason he did so is that he couldn't win the Republican primary, so he was trying his luck with the Democrats. That's a near fatal mistake for almost anybody in any year. But in this year, when there's such anti-Washington fervor everywhere in the country, that pretty much put the nail in his political coffin.
In Arkansas, there will be a runoff on June 8th as Senator Blanche Lincoln was unable to win a majority of the vote against Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. The winner will face the Republican nominee, Representative John Boozman, in November. In Kentucky, Tea Party favorite Rand Paul, the son of Texas Congressman Ron Paul, winning the Republican nomination for Senate. And also making some buzz today, weighing in at 132 pounds, a 5'8" tall Hooters waitress says she was given 30 days to lose weight.
Hey, now I'm the employer. What's your advice to me?
Actually, you did everything right. If you can believe it, you did everything right.
Really?
You're on probation. You gave her 30 days, a gym membership, and the opportunity to get back to where you think she needs to be. She is not actually obese, so she's not in a protected class under the American with Disabilities Act, and she's an at-will employee, so if she doesn't like it, she's welcome to leave anytime.
That was Chicago-based employment attorney Kelly Sandin with Jim Polito at WTAG, Worcester, Massachusetts. 20-year-old Cassie Smith says, in fact, when she started the job 2 years ago, she weighed 10 pounds more. She says Hooters even gave her a free gym membership to help her with her weight loss. Hooters says it isn't so, claiming there's no weight requirement. I'm Jessica Curtis, and this has been your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.